Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Om Na. This week's channeled message is from Lord Melchizedek and it's entitled An Inner Awakening. Greetings, beloved friends. Greetings to you, light workers, and those in devotion to the earth and the Creator. I am Lord Melchizedek, and it is an honor to be in your presence. While I represent or give myself forth as one being, it is actually that I am a consciousness of many. It is my purpose to oversee the universal level of the Creator's universe, to support the spiritual education and ascension education of all, and to radiate the universal level as well as the divine plan as given to me by the Creator. I come forth today with an insight. There is so much taking place on the earth, so many ascension shifts. At this time, the earth is almost erupting with the energy of fear, as old energy of negativity and fear, anger and frustration, and so forth, is released for many beings to embody and then transform into positive, loving light, therefore liberating the earth, her humanity, and all beings from the presence of fear and negativity and limitations. And this means that a new blueprint for the new earth ascension has and is being anchored into your being, into all beings, into the earth. Now, this blueprint is creating so many different activations and awakening within your being, within the consciousness of humanity, and also within Mother Earth. So, there is so much taking place that it can be challenging to acknowledge and realize with clarity what is actually occurring. Now, I, Lord Melchizedek, wish to alert you to an inner awakening taking place within your being. This inner awakening is in response to the fear being released from the earth and also humanity and also the blueprint being anchored into the earth. Now, the inner awakening that is taking place within your being is extremely deep. It is within the depths of your being. This inner awakening is an energy that is so sacred, that is a part of your being. You might say that it is your truth. It is something that you have been seeking. It is something that you feel that you have lost, and something that you wish to be reunited with in order to feel complete and whole. So we can understand that this inner energy that's awakening from the very depths of your being is extremely important. And this is why I, Lord Melchizedek, wish to alert you to this occurrence within your being. Now, while this is ancient, sacred energy of your own truth and your integration with the Creator, it is also something that will bring fulfillment and the manifestation of your dreams into your reality. For you to acknowledge this inner awakening would mean that change would begin its momentum. Change would occur within your reality, and change would occur within your being. And the most important question now is, are you ready for change? You may be ready for the changes that you believe are appropriate and necessary in your reality. However, are you ready for change as guided by the divine will and the divine plan of the Creator? It is often unexpected. Something that maybe you hadn't considered for yourself. Maybe some against. And couldn't possibly imagine yourself doing. Now it may be aligned with your dreams, your desires, and your goals. But often the Creator puts a little twist on it. And so the change that requires acceptance is often outside of your comfort zone. Asking you, are you ready for change? As guided by the Creator within your being and within your reality. If your answer is within your being, if it is an uncertain yes, then you are still ready to delve down being. Simply a need to acknowledge and to recognize that when the change manifests and anchors into your being, there will be a need for you to be in complete acceptance, maybe even surrendering to the divine will of the Creator, knowing that the Creator has your back to create the wholeness, the completeness, and the fullness that you wish to experience on the earth. And so, if your yes is uncertain, trust will be needed. Trust when the change manifests from the inner awakening. Now, it is often that which brings forth fulfillment, wholeness, and completion within our beings can also be something that we fear. So as you recognize or begin to turn your attention into your being, recognizing that there is an inner awakening taking place in the very depths of your being, recognize that you may be fearful of this awakening and you may also be fearful of its presence and its manifestation into your reality and into your being. And this fear, it almost alerts you to the fact that there is something very sacred, that a big transformation is about to take place. Fear often manifests from uncertainty. You are uncertain of what will manifest, what will awaken. It is like opening a box, not knowing what is inside. Trust is needed. And also acceptance. When you realize that there is an element of fear within your being concerning recognizing this inner awakening, what you may also realize is that there might be fear connected to living your life fully on the earth, creating, manifesting, experiencing your dreams, awakening through the many levels of ascension, connecting with guides, with the Creator, finding a soulmate, finding friends that connect on a deep soul level. All of the things that you may wish to experience in your reality, it is time to recognize if you also actually fear them as well. Fear their presence. Because the reality that you experience now, you know well. You also have coping mechanisms, techniques, and wisdom. When the Creator brings forth gifts and inner awakening, you are uncertain of what will manifest, how it will change your reality and your being, and what you will be asked to achieve and manifest and embody and empower. Now that fear, the fear of uncertainty, the fear of the unknown, it is a natural fear. As the earth releases fear, this energy of the fear of the unknown, it is not a fear that will be erased from the earth or the planet or humanity's consciousness. Because it is a fear that alerts you and encourages you. This fear invites you to ground yourself, to stand strong and rooted into the earth, to realize that you know yourself. You know who you are. You know who you are as a spiritual being. You know your connection with the Creator. You know that you're supported by your guides. You know that the Creator wishes to share with you multiple gifts and to experience fulfillment in your reality. So the fear creates this awakening of trust, of realization that you do actually know, even if you don't understand, even if you can't explain. There is an aspect of your being that understands and knows and acknowledges the changes that will occur. Also, there is an aspect of your being that knows that you can cope with these changes. and that they will bring fulfillment and love and peace and joy into your reality. So this fear of the unknown actually activates an inner knowingness and an inner trust, because your relationship with the Creator is magnificent. It is amazing. It is complete and whole. Whether you can understand it with your mental mind or not, it is present. So with that fear comes a great confirmation of your being. And this confirmation of your being is such an amazing activation. And it's an activation that you ignite and begin. And it's almost like a constant activation. So as you imagine yourself knowing all that you are, trusting, confirming everything that you are, knowing your relationship with the Creator, you can take your attention deep, deep within your being. And you will acknowledge that that fear, which is almost like a smoke screen, is dissolving. And it was a smoke screen that was there for a reason. Because you were not yet ready to acknowledge what was behind the smoke screen. And you now are. So as you take the attention of your mind and your third eye deep within your being, wherever you feel guided, to that inner awakening that's taking place, the fear, the smoke screen that's dissolving, and there is a light that is igniting within your being. And this light is the energy of change. Change for your being, change for your reality. It is the truth, the energy that you have been waiting for. It is the truth of the Creator. It is the truth of your being. It is an energy that allows you to feel whole, complete, and fulfilled. Remember, it may not be what you expect it to be, and it may not manifest as you expect it to. And so, trust and acceptance is important. As you go into that energy more and more, it radiates and radiates, and it shines out through your being. It may feel like an energy that is familiar to you. It may feel completely abstract and unknown. Just let it radiate into your cells, into your body, into your auric field. Let it flow into your eyes, into your throat and your voice, into your mind. Let it radiate out beyond your auric field. And as it radiates out, you go deeper and deeper into the core of this inner energy. And what does it say? What gifts are ready for you to acknowledge and receive? What is present in that light? You do not have to know now, although you can take time to explore. Just be present with the light. Being present with the light will allow the synthesis to take place and the changes to manifest. So take time now and in the coming days to be present with this light and this awakening. Notice if the smoke screen tries to come back. If it does, stand tall, ground yourself, know who you are, and allow yourself to go back into the depths of your being, into that light that is promoting change in your being, change in your reality, and a manifestation of fulfillment, joy, the truth of the Creator. And this is what is happening for you now, and you are activating it. You are experiencing a very powerful awakening. So enjoy it. My love is with you eternally. I thank you. I am Lord Melchizedek. Thank you, everyone. I hope you enjoyed. See you next week.